fell, and we had the best water from Charlottesville to Richmond. People traveled through, come by our place to get water.
Really?
They said it was a stream that ran from the mountains up there all the way down, and it was really good water. But that was the only type of buildings that I can remember having there. And the funny part about this too, we had the barns were in the front of the house, which
really?
Was unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, whether originally the road might have been different, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that the barns were up in, well, they were a city block, almost a city block.
Away from the house.
Uh-huh. But when you came from the main road down to the house, you would pass by the barns.
Uh-huh. You're pretty far off the main road?
We were farther than from here to Lakeside, off the main road. Today I'd be scared to be down there. This thing's so dangerous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were far enough off. I remember my grandmother, we had grapes that used to grow right there at the entrance as you come in off the main road. And my grandmother would sit on that porch knitting and she'd watch because a couple of people would come along and steal them. And she'd yell at them.
Let me see. What about, you mentioned the fence.
Paling fence.
What was that? What was it? What do you mean by paling fence?
Well, I have it here. That's a paling fence. Well, I don't have it. The lady next door does. We did have it, but I took it down and put it in a regular, like a bracken fence, you know, metal fence. A paling was cut out a little layers about that high and had little pointed tops.
Mm-hmm.
And they were painted white. And then they always had they had a paling gate too. And it was made. Most of the men made the things like that. And men used to make the shingles that went on top of houses.
Mm-hmm.
I've stood by and watched them get those things out of wood. Just take an axe, get them out. That was really interesting that they could do that, but they did.
What about the rest of the place, where you kept stock and so on? How was that fenced?
Well, that's just fenced with wooden fences that they put up. You see them up in the mountains a lot of times, just plain boards on the post.
Uh-huh.
Just something to keep them in. That was all that was. Because you can't keep stock in a wire fence very well unless you had very expensive heavy wire, because they are heavy and they can push. If they ever find out they can push against it, they'll do it and push out.
Mm.
Of course, now out in the big fields where they graze, you could. But we had a lot of those old fences like you see up in the mountains. This way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Lincoln fences. What are they called? Anyway, the things set one on the other. My father, in fact, our place was, to separate it from the next farm,
mm-hmm.
they had these. My father would build them. You take two logs and put them down and then cut a notch in it and set another log into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just zigzag it all mm-hmm. the way around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were. It seems to me they were called Lincoln. I'm not sure, but anyway, they had those. You could
mm-hmm.
build your own that way, and it wouldn't cost a whole lot. Because everybody had plenty of wood in the country, plenty of lumber and everything they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, when I was real small, we didn't even have things to cut wheat with. They didn't have binders that
uh-huh.
they got today. Now they have all the modern things, and well, we had binders after I got older. But my father would cut wheat all day long with what you call a wheat cradle. And it was a huge thing with a handle, and it had, I don't know how many fingers it had, long things like this with one blade, and he'd swing it
uh-huh.
and catch it and swing it all day long. He'd do that.
Yeah.
Drop it back.